Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding, by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
Great to have you here again. Hello and welcome back to Flood Protection Secrets. In the last episode, I introduced the Flood Protection Pentagon, a structured framework with five essential elements for planning and managing flood protection projects. Today, I want to take this one step further, because structure alone does not yet create protection. We now need to understand how this structure is applied in reality, how decisions are made, how engineering works. Let me just walk you through what I call the practical logic of flood protection, because there are five essential steps that must work together. And if one is missing, the entire system becomes weak. So, number one, that is the risk understanding. So everything starts here. You must understand your real risk, not assumptions, not estimates, but actual data. I do not mean the weather report data from the previous years and decades or last 100 years. That is not worth it to study it. Because the future will become completely different, first due to climate change, and second due to urban planning and all the sealed environment that you will find. So far, the situation is not the same as it was before. What I mean with actual data is, where can water enter? How high can it rise? What are the critical points? These things are important to understand, and that is what I call risk understanding. Number two is the engineering assessment. This is where understanding becomes structure. You analyze the building, the surroundings, and the behavior of water. You identify all weak points, and you define possible solutions. And that is what is at the end done in an engineering assessment. You see, it's not much at the end of the day, but it is very important, because the engineering assessment gives you the basic line to take a decision for what. That brings us to number three, the technical solution. Now and only now, you select the right system. How do you want to choose the right flood protection barrier? Barriers are not the same. There are huge differences. For you, it might look the same, but in reality, it is not the same. A car is not a car when it comes to details. And you need to select the right system, and not that you start to select to choose a system and then you start thinking. That is the wrong way, because a product must fit the problem and not the other way around. Number four, the installation and execution. Even the best system fails if it is installed incorrectly. So execution must follow engineering, precise, clean, reliable. I give you an example. How can you install a flood barrier at a facade that has a cladding? The cladding is between 10, 20 centimeters away from the concrete wall, or from the wall of the building. And in between, it is hollow. That means water will always enter behind the cladding and finds a way into the building. So you must think to change, to revise the way of your facade of the building. That means you must cut it. There is no other way than to do so. And that must be clear from the very beginning. The next is, how do you do the anchoring? Anchoring comes in when you have longer spans of flood barriers, several meters. 3, 4, 5, 10 meters or whatever. You need to split the barriers, as long as these are stackable systems. When it comes to gates or sliding gates, swinging gates, lift hinge gates, then you can do that up to 4 meters, sliding gates even up to 10 meters, even up to 24 meters. All these things are possible, but for stackable systems, you need to split them. That means splitting means you insert a middle support. And then you slot in all these barriers. So, and this middle support must be attached to the ground. So you need a foundation. You have foundation work. Even for sliding gates, you have a foundation work. So all these things fall under installation and execution and the preparation of the site that the barriers can be installed. That is what falls under number four, installation and execution. So number five, the operation and preparedness. That is finally... people, processes, preparedness, the 3P. People, processes, preparedness. Because flood protection only works if it is used correctly when needed. It means you can ask yourself one question. Imagine you have a huge building. That happened to me one time. There was a big hotel, 64 entrances. And now ask yourself the question, who will install flood barriers in the middle of the night? At a legal holiday, perhaps, where most of the people are not working, and make sure that all entrances are fully closed. And then the question is, where do you start and where do you end with? Think about that, because if one person is responsible to install the flood barriers and these are stackable systems, this poor person will take half a day to install all barriers. So that is a no-go. That doesn't work at all if you organize it like that. So the question is, how do you operate it? Isn't it better to replace some of these stackable systems by flood doors, flood gates, or automatic systems? And what is the priority plan? The priority says, okay, I close parking house number one, but I keep number two open, or at least I keep one lane open for the cars. So all these things fall under operation and preparedness. So let me summarize this for you. Number one is risk, engineering, solution, execution, operation. And this is how protection is created in reality. Now you see the connection. The flood protection pentagon gives you the structure, and the practical logic, what I explained today, gives you the execution path. But both are necessary. One without the other is not enough. And here comes my golden nugget, always expected at this time. Flood protection is not a product. It is a process from risk to operation. It is a process from risk to operation of your flood barriers. Before, without flood barriers, you are under full risk. Later, you just operate them. So here's my question for you. Where are you in this process? Are you still guessing? Or are you already working with a structured approach? Because protection does not start with installation. It starts with understanding. Here we are already. That was a quick one today. I hope you liked it. You could get something out of it. And you are only one missing decision away from your facility being flooded. Better stay safe and flood free.
Flood Protection Secrets. The podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding. By Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.